This podcast contains strong language and adult humour.
This podcast was brought to you by Cry Fire Hair Mousse. If you're not crying fire, you're not doing it right.
Johnny, what beautiful hair you have today.
Well, Zoe, that's because I've used Cry Fire Hair Mousse. It brings out the character of my hair and makes me look even more like a prince than I already did.
You can say that again. How do they do it?
Well, Zoe, they take the crushed up bones of stillborn kittens and puppies and they put them into something they call a stills blender. They put a family of pumas on a treadmill and make them run until they need oxygen. To stir up the bone paste into a mousse and then apply it to my hair with a comb made of panda claws.
Wow, that sounds really complicated.
Complicated but necessary.
Well, they have to go somewhere.
Cry Fire Hair Mousse. Try it now and get a free boat cover.
If you don't cry fire, you're not doing it right.
I'm literally going to back away from this conversation.
Why would you eat anything that's been pissed on?
I mean, I'm not drinking that. I know you don't pussy, but I'm not drinking that.
What if I was in love with a four-year-old?
I want to cry. This is horrible.
The first is there's no boobs on the female, whichever one it is.
Stephen's arrest is care. I've had enough of her shit.
Hey, do you mean a foreskin? Do you mean if she has a penis?
They sound anti-sex toys. No, they do it, and you have to be a virgin boy.
John, I like the noise of your sword.
Jesus, I don't help myself, do I?
That isn't a squash.
I've just got something randomly in my hand.
Not being piggish or anything, but...
I'm not hugging a penis.
I mean, that's exactly what you're being.
Sticking a policeman up your face.
Lemon champion! Have you had a stroke?
It's all about the penises.
Ba-da-da-da-do. Do-do-do-do-do.
Oh, my cunt's been out the country.
A word's gonna come to your face, or...
Oh, God. Slow clap for Zona.
Today was the day I released the hound.
Fuck off. Put it where you like.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Bing, bing. Bing, bing.
I thought you said you'd never come out on the podcast.
It's something about cocks that just makes me want to sing.
I'm not wanking off on a podcast.
If you lick me, I taste a sausage. Sausage, sausage, sausage.
Hello to you and everyone. Welcome to our podcast, Prick Up Your Ears podcast, but it's a new one now.
Same name.
Yeah.
Same people. 90% new stuff.
Same back channel.
Yes.
So here we are.
This is a sterling beginning.
I can't tell you what's coming on today because it's a surprise. Ta-da! So there you go. Hopefully we won't go into penis chat so much this time.
I think I've pretty much avoided that.
I saw a couple of news things today, and I did consider one thing which led on to it.
Right.
Yeah, and then I thought, oh, don't know, maybe not.
I think we've grown up now a bit.
A tiny little tad bit.
Yes.
Well, I am 31 now.
I'm nearly 25.
There you go. Loads of stuff has happened since the last time as well.
Let's not dwell on the past, Johnny.
I just wanted to dwell on one more last bit of the past.
Okay, fine.
Which is, we stopped doing the podcast for a bit, didn't we?
We took a bit of a break, mostly because I had a new job and was dealing with things.
Okay, news time. Facebook are planning to make it easier for online breakups. So, you know, they're currently trailing this function that lets you see less of your ex's Facebook thing, which basically, really, even though it's kind of a good idea, first off, you have a breakup with a friend, which is kind of a similar situation. Or why don't you actually just not look at their profile?
Because sometimes they'll post things and it will come up in your newsfeed.
You can say don't want to see this person's newsfeed in your thing anyway.
Yeah, but you know, love is a very complicated thing.
Next story. A woman sued a Beijing matchmaking company after she spent more than 16,000 yen, which is roughly about £1,600, only to find herself still single. The 41-year-old claimed that she paid £1,000 to sign up with the site and recorded no other requirements in her ideal match beyond unmarried and undergraduate education level.
Right, well, you're not being picky enough there, are you?
£1,000 to sign up.
Yeah.
And also as well, it didn't even say how long she'd been on there for.
Yeah, it feels a bit scammy to me.
Yeah. Like, how long did it take you?
What do you mean?
Well, not in like a it's your fault or that you are useless, because you're totally not.
Thanks.
But as a fairly regular person in the world.
I mean, I think that's a compliment, thanks.
Yeah, it took you a bit before you found someone through it.
Yeah, and like, I went on a few dates and stuff and met people and didn't really click, and that was fine. It's all good.
Yeah, also the same for me with A3. I met her on Eval, which is now defunct, but it was a spin-off from Plenty of Fish. I didn't pay £1,000 to sign up to that. It was free. Now we are living together with a bubby.
And engaged to be married?
Yeah, engaged and going to get married. And I say baby, actually he's a toddler now.
Oh, it's scary.
Yeah.
It's genuinely scary seeing those pictures now.
Considering as well also that when we originally did this as a radio show, he didn't exist.
No. Gorilla struggles to stay dry while chasing lettuce in the rain. A zoo gorilla with no love for rain was caught on camera venturing out for a piece of lettuce and attempting to keep his head dry with his hands. Just the cutest thing I've ever seen. Just like this massive gorilla trying to keep dry while chasing a bit of lettuce.
Mm.
I don't think I like lettuce enough to go out in anything less than the sunshine for it.
What would you go in the rain for?
Maybe some hummus?
Yeah.
Like some really good hummus.
So if there was like a pile of food outside your house, in order for you to feel different about removing yourself from the house and getting wet,
yeah,
you would pick hummus.
Oh no, scratch that, halloumi. Halloumi cheese is the best. Like, I've gone on like a proper halloumi cheese thing at the moment.
Hmm. They had a hummus pizza at the co-op the other day.
Like, I like hummus, but that is too much.
Yeah.
If it was a hummus pizza, I would say no.
Okay.
I would stay in the house. Also, is this pile of food, is it kind of sealed and wrapped? Or is it just there?
It's unopened. Well, I don't know, actually.
Because if it's opened, it'd just go all soggy in the rain.
Yeah, if it's open.
Nothing then, because you're just eating soggy food.
Well, no, it's just started to rain. The rain is...
Well, no, if it's just started to rain, then it's not much of a challenge, is it? If it's just drizzle, and I don't mean like a drizzle of olive oil.
Well, you wanted to rescue it from the rain. Like, rescue it before it got too wet. Because you can eat a little bit of something before it gets too unedible.
Yeah, but is it on a plate on the ground, or is it just on the floor?
On a plate. Or it's in the box.
Right, who put it there? Why am I eating random food off the pavement?
It was shopped for you.
So I put in my Tesco order, they cooked it and brought it to my house and just left it outside.
Yeah, or you were just going to have it
on a
picnic.
They are getting some poor ass reviews.
Or if you were having it on a picnic. So you left it just for a couple of seconds outside. So
right.
So go and fetch your phone.
Uh-huh.
And then you go right to the thing and it looks like it's starting to really piss it down.
Right.
And you're like, oh no, my hummus or bloomy. Fuck. And then you run out of the house.
I mean, if it was a picnic, it's a different situation entirely than just if this plate of food has appeared outside my house.
Or if someone made it you and like texted you, because that's why you had to go in.
Right.
I was like, I made you a ham sandwich outside the house.
I would not. It doesn't matter who texted me that, I would not trust them.
Okay.
Doesn't matter who it was. I've made you a ham sandwich and just left it outside your house. Does that not sound like the creepiest thing in the world?
Yes, a little bit.
Okay. just checking. Man arrested for trying to punch Crystal Palace eagle. A football fan has been arrested for allegedly trying to punch Crystal Palace's eagle mascot. Police said Kayla, an American bald eagle, was targeted after violence broke out at a Palace home game against Charlton Athletic in September. A 34-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of violent disorder and attempted criminal damage. Six other men were also arrested in connection with the violence, Scotland Yard said. I don't think I've ever punched anything.
Well, you thought about punching me a few times.
Yeah.
She didn't really say that. Well, punching a bird, is it an actual bird or is it a mascot?
No, it was an actual bald eagle. Bonus fact, this bald eagle was the bald eagle that was on the cover of Kings of Leon's album.
Well, then it didn't deserve it then, did it?
No, the eagle was just being there, doing what mascots do.
Hmm.
And then it got, you know, attemptedly punched in the face.
Surely that's not a good thing, though, considering what eagles can do.
No, it probably could claw your eyes out, but I don't know if it has kind of dulled talons.
Right. Or and I'd imagine that his beak would have had to be thingy.
Clipped.
Yeah. Bird tongues are weird.
Right.
Because my mum's got a parrot, and its tongue is, like, black. And it's like a little worm thing. Weird.
Right.
And
okay.
I was just thinking, like, if there was anything that the eagle's tongue would have done, but it's not, because it's just a tongue.
I mean, it wouldn't have like speared this dude's eye out.
That's probably why he's got a beak for anyway.
Yeah, I don't know, like, pound for pound strength how strong an eagle's tongue is, unfortunately.
And the top story today, a meal with friends turned sour when a woman was arrested for after being told that she couldn't share her all-you-can-eat pancakes. This is in America. Natasha West was with a group of friends at a Denny's restaurant in Illinois when a waitress told her that she couldn't share her $4, which comes to £2.60 pancakes, with other people at the table. Police say then the lady became irate and started swearing and swinging her fists at the waitress, although none of the punches hit or whatever. She allegedly then left the restaurant with her friends without paying, kicking the door several times on her way out. The restaurant manager alerted the police, who caught West in a car shortly after. They were all taken back to Denny's, where employees identified them, and one of her friends paid for the food. That's on Metro, and apparently it came from WGN TV.
I can see their point, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, you don't go to Pizza Hut for your Pizza Hut buffet and just get one plate, do you?
No.
You both get a plate, and then everyone's having a lovely time.
Yeah, indeed. But then
it's
again,
all you can eat, you the singular person.
Yeah. We did ask them nice last time when we went to Pizza Hut about the pudding, because we had ice cream.
Ice Cream Factory.
Yeah. But what happened was they ran out of ice cream and we went up to it.
Oh.
And we could have waited for them to put some more in, but It was just me and Avery that had it, and Finn was just sat there and we were like, let's just give him some ice cream.
Yeah.
And they saw us doing it. They didn't make us pay for the other bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, some people are like that though, aren't they? They just think they can just go in and say, like, well, it's mine.
It's just taking advantage of it.
Have you got a favourite all-you-can-eat thing, or do you not go to them in general?
Like, the last one I went to would have been Pizza Hut, but I don't tend to go to buffet restaurants much. Only because, like, the main buffet restaurants that you think about are ones that specialise in every single type of food you can imagine. And that worries me, because you think, if they're doing all of them, they can't be that good. Like, if it's one specialised thing, great. If it's everything under the sun, I'm a bit concerned.
I remember there was one I went to a few years ago, like, they had curry there as well.
Uh-huh.
And it was weird that, yeah, they did curry, they did, like, Indian curries, but it was run by Chinese people.
Right.
And they did, I can understand if they did Chinese, Japanese, Cantonese kind of food, because it's kind of all similar.
Uh-huh.
But if they're doing, like, Indian curries and some Italian food, and then making this jelly that's like a traffic light,
mm-hmm.
kind of makes me wonder why you're doing all that. Like, if I wanted an Indian food, then I'd go to an Indian place. We were trying to find some good stories this week, but unfortunately, it's not worked out because there's too much death and destruction going on in the world. So, stop it.
Yeah, that's really going to help the situation, Johnny. Thank you for your input.
Stop it's good enough, isn't it?
So next up is my bit, Zoe-Fell's postcard from hell.
Yay!
The doorbell is ringing, what could it be? It's a new letter for our friend Zoe. Who is the naughty, can you tell? Who's sending Zoe-Fell a postcard from hell?
Oh, it's the door.
Shall I go get it then?
Yeah, go on then.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. This is called Zoe-Fell's postcard from hell, and what happens is now she's going to go get the door, which has got a postcard from hell for her. And I suppose it's up to me to find out who it's from. And you can play at home too.
Oh, I like this one. It's got a lovely little photo on the front of a little lava pool. Lots of bubbles. Looks lovely and warm. So I will... Shall I just crack on and read the postcard?
Yeah, let's have a see.
Okie dokie. Kavej, Zoe. How are you? I hope you're keeping well. Thank you so much for asking me to write you a little letter. It was lonely in the few years before my death, so knowing that you wanted to hear from me is wonderful. What to tell you? I can honestly say that the bathing situation down here isn't quite to my old standards. Yes, it's warm. Yes, it's wet. But it's just not me, you know? The goulash and stuffed cabbage here is actually pretty good, though, so I think I might stick around for the moment. Levelet Fisa Kishab. short and sweet. I like it that way.
Oh, see, I've got one person in mind, but right. I did think whether it was someone like...
Before you give me a name,
yeah.
What sort of clues are you picking out from the postcard?
I was thinking of, like, goulash.
Well, that's good, because that was a word I mentioned.
And around that area. But I did think of other people who else it could have been. Like, Gaddafi, but I don't think... What was the earlier part of the letter again?
How are you? I hope you're keeping well. Thank you so much for asking me to write you a little letter. It was lonely in the few years before my death, so knowing that you wanted to hear from me is wonderful.
I was going to say someone like Hitler. Was it him?
Maybe I won't tell you till next week. So you need to lock in an answer before next week's podcast.
Okay.
I mean, preferably on this one.
Okay, so if you want to at home... It's weird. I feel like I've gone into this thing of where I'm doing the fourth wall every time. If you think you know what... I was going to say
who?
Celebrity.
No.
If you think you know who this person is, who Zoe Fell has received the postcard from hell from, then there's a couple ways you can get in touch. PUYE@soundgorillas.co.uk email, or tweet us at soundgorillas. So yeah, if you've got any other clues, by the way, Zoe, that it could be.
No. There's a lot in that postcard.
Okay. See, I'm going to lock in Hitler.
What a fucking sentence that is. I mean, wow.
Because it's the only person that's coming to mind, but I feel like I might be wrong.
Nothing about the bathing situation that might have struck a chord?
Bathing.
Can you not whisper bathing into my ears, please? Every single listener has just gone, oh god, no.
Oh, I thought maybe it was Tutankhamun, actually.
What answer are you locking in, Johnny Robinson?
Oh, no, I'm gonna go for Hitler.
You're locking in your answer.
Yeah, locking in Hitler.
Okay, well, we will find out next week. Hopefully we will have some suggestions from the audience of who they think my postcard from hell is from, and then we'll find out in the next podcast.
Favourite invention. Favourite invention.
So the idea of this is that we weekly pay homage to the our favourite inventions that have been existing for a while. So, Zoe, do you want to go first or shall I go first?
You are welcome to go first.
Okay, so my favourite invention is boobs. Now, I know it's not the conventional invention. God invented them, or whoever created man.
DNA invented them.
Okay, DNA. But yeah, boobs are cool. They are on everyone who is a female, or most people who are female past a certain age. They are really cool. Nice people have them too. Not men people have them. They have them by accident sometimes. I think the person who made those are a genius, and they should be worshipped for that. It doesn't matter whether they're big or little, or if they're the same size on each side. Thank you for the person who did it. So, well done. I'm sure I'm not the only one who thinks that also. There you go. You'll go.
Right, before I go on,
yeah.
I would like to stress that Johnny and I don't know what each other has picked as favourite inventions.
No.
My favourite invention is the bra. I'm not even kidding. Sometimes this podcast has a beautiful way of working out. Literally, as soon as you said boobs, I was like, oh my god, this is amazing. So yes, this week my favourite invention is the bra. Where would I be without it? Well, I'm probably locked up in a prison somewhere for indecent exposure. The bra, the brassiere, the over-the-shoulder boulder holder, whatever you want to call it. It is a magic piece of clothing and technology and science and fashion, and I would not be without it. You know, you get your normal t-shirt bra that you will just wear under your work clothes day to day. You'll get your fancy, slightly sexy bras that you will wear, mostly for a period of about 5 minutes, and then it's not needed anymore. You'll have your sports bra, which helps to keep everything nice and tight so you don't give yourself a black eye whilst you're running on a treadmill. Bras are just brilliant. So thank you to the inventor of the bra. They've been around for centuries, you know, in different guises. But the bra, I salute you for the good work you do every single day. Although, the best bit of my day is taking my bra off. Mm. And it makes me sad that men will never experience that.
No. Well, I was going to say, like, the only other equivalent is, like, taking your underpants off. But to be fair, that's not the same, I guess.
Exactly.
They're a match made in heaven, aren't they?
They really are. So why don't you vote on whether you think boobs or bras are better?
Oh.
Send us a tweet with the hashtag boobs or hashtag bras. Let's get it trending, everybody.
Because we know that it will. Although boobs probably trends anyway, don't it?
Yeah.
We could have hashtag prick up your boobs and then everyone is prick up your bra.
Sorry. No.
I'm not even going there. I'm just saying the radio, the name.
Johnny.
Yeah.
Maybe if we do like a breast cancer care awareness fundraiser, we'll do prick up your boobs. But other than that, no. No.
Yeah, okay.
Because I've just got loads of images in my head now, and they're making me not want to do a podcast anymore and just get on with other stuff.
Okay. I'm not even going to ask what you mean by other stuff. Let's move on. okay, so have we done that feature as well now?
Yeah, we have.
Okay.
Fact cock. Fact cock. Can you finish the fact? It's time for fact cock.
So, Johnny.
Yes.
According to a poll in the year 2000, the Japanese believed that their best invention of the 20th century was what?
Boobs. The bra.
Well, that's two of your guesses.
Oh, yeah. That means I'm going to have to really think now, don't it? Favourite or famous?
Their best invention. So maybe that's what they think, not as in like, oh, it's my best thing. It is the best thing that maybe represents Japanese culture or just Japan in general. So bear in mind, this is the 20th century, so this is 1900 up to 2000.
I'll say my reasoning, because the bra, but then again, I don't even know if it was them that made it. And like you say, it's been around for centuries, so no, it can't be that. Blah, 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 blah.
Well, your other guess was boobs, so...
They didn't invent those. Did they invent fake ones, though? See, my only ever thought for third one would be something like microchips, so I'll go with that.
According to a poll in the year 2000, the Japanese believed that their best invention of the 20th century was instant noodles. A little bit away from microchips.
Well, they'll be in this Iowa Cross, won't they? Because microchips are in the freezer. So, yeah, instant noodles. Oh, well, I suppose it depends if you're in the co-op. Because at the co-op, they have, like, a special rack where they've got pot noodles on one side and microchips on the other.
Right, are you trying to bullshit your way out of this?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Do you like noodles?
I was thinking about this when I was writing some stuff up earlier. I can't remember the last time I actually had noodles.
Mm.
I like noodles. Instant noodles, not so much. Like proper noodles. But I've only had a pot noodle once in my life, and it was very disappointing.
I think super noodle has gone drastically downhill in the last 10 years, so I don't have that anymore. But they do. There's that other noodle, the Golden Wonder do, which is quite nice. It's like the old pot noodles.
Right. Noodle chat.
Okay, Marvel Comics legend Stan Lee's favourite superpower is, finish the fact.
Invisibility?
No, although that would be pretty cool. What would you do?
What wouldn't I do?
Okay.
I'd probably just fall asleep and pretend I was and forget I was invisible.
Yeah.
And like freak the fuck out. Turn back time.
That'd be a good one.
So it's neither of those?
No.
Turn into the Hulk when you're really angry?
No.
Okay.
No. Although, I did have an idea the other day, is why isn't there a person that changes into like a Hulk type thing when they get anxious? Because anxiety is a thing that that was a thing. And some people can be really anxious, can't they, and stuff. So I was thinking, is there not a thing that, you know, when someone feels really anxious, they could change into, not necessarily a monster, but they'd, like, glow, or they would electrocute things? I don't know.
Just read the fact, Johnny.
Okay, sorry. Marvel Comics legend Stan Lee's favourite superpower is luck, he said. Whatever you wanted to do, you would accomplish it.
Oh, that is quite a good one.
Yeah.
That's really good. That covers all bloody bases, isn't it?
Yeah.
I want to fly. All right, you're going to fly.
Yeah, I'm lucky enough to fly.
That's quite good.
Then again, he is the creator of all of the superheroes other than the DC ones, but probably most of them anyway.
I like Stan Lee. I think he's a dude.
Have you got another one?
I do. Blank is the first most common surname in the world with an estimated 76.5 million occurrences.
Oh, wait, no, there's a few because... I'm pretty sure I heard somewhere a long time ago that something like Muhammad was the most well-known name. But also as well, it's got to be stuff like Smith or Jones. They're quite common names, especially over here.
Bear in mind, it's 76.5 million occurrences.
Okay. I'm going to say Muhammad.
Do you want three guesses?
I said about Jones.
Oh, yeah.
And Smith. Because I know a few Smiths. It's like going through the fills. I'm going to go for Muhammad, though. Even though, oh no, I don't know many Muhammads. Yeah, I'll go for that.
Wang is the most... I can't say this fucking sentence. Wang is the first most common surname in the world with an estimated 76.5 million occurrences. That's Wang.
It's Wang. Nice to hear that you steered clear of the...
Hey! It's a surname.
I know.
Wang.
That's what I mean. Good. Yeah, there you go. I don't know anyone called Wang.
Neither do I. Oh, that's not true. Not for you, not for me.
Oh, okay.
There's a comedian called Phil Wang, who's a very nice man.
Well, that goes in your Phil pile as well, doesn't it?
Oh my God, he's like a double.
According to psychologists, blank is the best alternative to meditating.
Sleeping?
No.
Because that's what I would spend my day doing if I could.
I wish that one day I could sleep for a whole day.
You don't, because you get all out of sync with your body then.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
I just feel like it'd be a nice thing to do if I was, like, just needing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we both kind of did, though. Not together. I mean, separate, when we finished the podcast, the big podcast.
The long podcast, which we don't really talk about.
Is it because it's dead in the past?
Yeah.
All right.
So not sleeping?
No.
I mean, I already know what my third lockdown answer is going to be. Is it, like, going to the pub with friends?
No.
Fine. My final lockdown answer, masturbation.
I knew it was going to be in there somewhere. But also, no, it's not.
Oh.
You do it yourself, Zoe. I'll give you that as a clue.
Can I go back to any of my previous answers?
No.
Okay. Oh, is it going to the gym?
Well, I'll give you a bit more of a clue. I'll let you answer it. It unlocks your creative potential. It helps relieve tension and anxiety. And unlocks memories of childhood and simpler times.
Okay, it's definitely not masturbation.
Unless you really had a fucked up childhood.
Hey, kids masturbate. It's totally normal. They're exploring their bodies.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Let's not shame people, please.
Indeed.
I literally have no idea.
According to psychologists, colouring in is the best alternative to meditating.
See, the thing is, my colouring in books just stressed me out more.
Yeah.
Because there was so much to do and I was like, I'm never going to finish this. Oh my God, what am I doing?
I don't think you should be stressed out about having to colour books in.
I know, but you don't want to go outside the lines because then you ruin it.
Yeah, but is that not the fun? Some of the fun of it, like making sure.
No, because it has to be precise, and then it stresses you out if it's not. And if it's kind of a pattern, you have to check that it's all equal on both sides, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
I feel like that, like colouring in for me would be one of those situations. Well, even when I'm like making like doing pictures with Ruby, it does make me. Like, overthink things, I think. Like, I'll be colouring in, and then I'll just be like, I don't know, like, something in my head will come in, like, what's happening at that time.
Like, I'll doodle a lot, but just colouring in stresses me out, man.
Is that one done now?
Yes.
All right, so that's the end of the podcast for today. Thank you for having a listen.
Thank you. You can get in touch with us while we're away. And by away, I mean while we're not doing this podcast now.
But we're not doing it right now when you listen to it, because that's not how pre-recorded works.
That's not how podcasts work. We've got radio degrees. We know this stuff. So, Johnny, how can people get in touch? Because they need to send in their guesses for who Zoe Fell's postcard from hell was from.
Yeah.
And whether they are team bra or team boobs for the best invention.
Yeah, so get your votes in and the things that you think, who you reckon it is. Email puye@soundgorillas.co.uk. That's puye@soundgorillas.co.uk. Or you can tweet us @soundgorillas.
We would love to hear from you.
Indeed. So I'm Johnny Robinson, and I'll still be Johnny Robinson after the podcast is finished.
And I have been Zoe Fell, and I will still be Zoe Fell after the podcast is finished. But before we go, it's time for...
Cunt of the week. My cunt of the week this week is Donald Trump. A close second was Ben Carson, by the way. Do you know who he is?
The name rings a bell.
He is also going for the same position as Donald Trump, which is president. You'll go.
I'd like to nominate the Tory MP Philip Davies as cunt of the week after he said that more women should be sent to prison in order to make them equal with men.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Soundgorillas.co.uk.